Mother of the lessons from the late Parsha Shoftim, Elo is upon us. And we need to think on the ways that we can start to do tshuva. And I think that the process is not only concentrating on all of the bad that we have done, but to take certain areas and work on them, and maybe even some areas we haven't thought of before. And I'm going to pick one area today that could help us, something that I think I personally could work on. Let us daven for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Anusunim Betzora, as we get reports over the last few hours of fighting by the Hezbollah, Yamach Shemom V'Zichron, and my own soldiers from our Yeshiva Leva Torah, sitting on the border fighting the fight, Ribbono Shalom Shetain, the Tzva HaGanah Yisrael, Ha'amdim Mishmar Atzeinu, Velo, the Gvul HaLevanon should be protected, Ribbono Shalom should give Chizuk to the citizens of the State of Israel, specifically in those areas, and the Tzva HaGanah Yisrael. The pasuk beautifully states in this week's parsha that we don't only have shoftim v'shotrim, we don't only have judges that we have to listen to. We have rabbis we have to listen to. They are judges in our generation. They are the chachamim. The asis of the pasuk says, "Al pi hadover asher yegidu l'cha min hamakom." Who asher yivchar Hashem v'shamarta, and we should listen. Asos kol asher yirucha v'al pi haTorah asher yirucha v'al hamishpat asher yomru l'cha taaseh. You must listen. Lo sasser, don't go against min hadavar asher yagidu l'cha yamin u'smol. Rashi quotes a sifri famously and says so beautifully, v'afilu omer l'cha. Even if they tell you al yamin shehu smol, v'al smol shehu yamin. They tell you your left foot is your right foot, you believe them. But kol shekein omar, even if they told you that your yamin is yamin, you listen to it because they told you to, says the commentary Divrei David on Rashi. HaKol shekein yesh lecha lechshov sheomer, because they're telling you that's why the MS is that. And the Ramban beautifully comments and extends the Rashi, v'afilu, and even if, tichshov b'libecha, Shehem told them, they're making a mistake. I know better than them. I understand halacha. And I really know what my right and left is. Other people don't know. I know what my right and my left is. V'al tomer l'cha, Eichani, how am I eating chelev? How am I eating this? How am I eating basar v'chalev? I know better. No, this is what the Ribbono Shalom wants you to do. You must listen to the rabbis. Of course, quotes the famous Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chafal about Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Gamliel, Yom Kippurim, Shechal v'chulu. The Chinuch counts this as a mitzvah. Tov Tzadik Hei says it doesn't only apply to the mitzvah of listening to the kol of Beis Din HaGadol. Lasos Mash Tzivoton B'Darchei Torah. We have a Beis Din that tells us how to follow the Torah. Be'osur mutzvah v'tomi v'torah v'chayuv l'potter b'chol dover shi'ir lehem. Chizik v'tikun v'datenu. And we have a pasuk in the chizik ha'davar al pi ha'toirah she'irucha. But he says it's even more than that. And this is what the rabbis tell us. V'yala mishma da'ilu ha'davar she'ilimad otam min ha'din. Even today, al pi kabbalah mi pi ish mi ish. We have to understand that we're not stop speaking about a rabbi. A Rav Moshe Feinstein wasn't just a Rav Moshe Feinstein, it was ish mi pi ish. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, my Rebbe, would often say, I heard from my father, Rav Moshe, who heard from his father, the great Rav Chaim, who had a father, the Beis HaLevi, who... There would be a continuation from generation to generation, the Chaim V'lozhin and the Gra, v'chulu v'chulu, says the Chinuch beautifully, that we have to know that even today that we don't have the Shoftim, the Beis Din HaGadol, who tell us how to follow the mitzvahs. The Kolomar HaChacham HaGadol Asher Yiyye Beinenu Bizmanim in our time. Zmanenu. Kmo Shidros, Zuchan Lavrocha, the Rosh Hashanah, Taf Chav Hei, Al Shofir, Asher Yiyah, Ba Yom Yom Hei. In this time, that's what we're looking at. That's what we're looking for. That in every generation, we have to listen to the rulings of the wise men who have studied under and received their understanding from Ish Mipi Ish, who toiled and understood the logic of halacha. As Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would refer to the logic of the mind, the logic of the heart. The Rav of Yossi Dov Soloveitchik and his famous Hesped for Rav Chaim Oizer explained that the Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz on the head and the choshen on his heart, because you can't paskin halacha without both. There is an intuition that the great Gedolim have by using their minds and their heart, as Rav Aaron Soloveitchik explains as well. Regrettably, in our generation, we witnessed people who have taken this and said, well, we really could interpret things ourselves. You know, we have the Bar Ilan, we have Oitzer HaChachma, and I could look it up and I could figure it out, and I know the commentaries and the things are in English now. I could figure it out. Maybe this rabbi didn't know exactly what he was saying, or is this in his generation? Rabbi Moshe wrote it in his generation, but now we live in 2019. No. The worst is when somebody has little knowledge and don't follow what the Gedolei Yisrael say. And this is a topic that I think is important to think about, how we treat our Rabbanim. It's an area that the Haredi community knows something called Kavod HaTorah. They don't speak against their Rabbanim. And something is, these psukim are reminding us of what is called Das Torah. And it is interpreted in many different ways. We go as far as to say, I need to ask my Rebbe where I should live or what my job should be. But certainly when it comes, as the Chazon Ish writes in the letter, he writes the notion that the Torah can be divided into parts. One addressing the laws of Isser Veheter, and the other concerning guidance in other areas of life. Meaning, he said, the German Reform movement was into the idea of assimilating the Jewry through saying, you don't have to listen to everything the rabbis say. To delineate between the powers vested in the Chachamei HaTorah, Chachamei Yisrael. That is Megala Panim B'Torah. You must accept everything they say. And this explains the Michtav Me'Eliyahu. Rav Dessler says that that's the reason why he asked the question, why Mirmar Neviah was punished. Why was it called Lashon Hara? She critiqued her brother Moshe. A student can never ask a question to a Rebbe and not agree. He said it all depends on what the questioner thinks. Does he acknowledge that his Rebbe's Torah is Torah Misinai? He's attuned to the emes of it, but he needs to understand it better? Or does he say to himself, I'm no slouch. I know how to learn. I went to Israel for the year. I'm almost like a Rebbe. My Rebbe must have made a mistake. I know better. That's not what we call Emunas Chachamim. It's heresy. Torah Misinai is not just believing that someone has more knowledge than I do. They have this vested state, as we explained, that is not only the mind, but the heart. And there are so many countless stories of how the great Rabbanim of the world were able to delineate this through amazing ways. And one such amazing figure is the great Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And I want to relate a few stories about Rav Moshe, because he really was one attached to the generation that I am from America. Unfortunately, I didn't have the schus of meeting him, but through many people I've spoken to who spend much time with him, you got a sense of the type of person that he was. And it's something for us to concentrate on. These great Gedolim are not just Gedolim stories, but the Das Torah, the Emunas Chachamim that we have for these Rabbanim. So a woman comes to Rav Moshe Feinstein. After many years of marriage, she's childless. She pleads with Rav Moshe for a special kind of bracha. You see, her husband had approached the Rosh Hashiva many times to no avail. This time she came b'chvoidu v'atzma. She said, I don't just want a bracha, I want a gezeira issued from Rav Moshe, that the heaven must grant her a child, because the woman said, Tzadik goyzer v'kodesh baruch hu mekayim. When a righteous man decrees, Hashem has to fulfill his decree. This gezeira would be, as we call it, money in the bank. She would be guaranteed a child if he made this gezeira. Rav Moshe looked at her and said, me, little Rav Moshe, I should decree like this. I can't do that. The woman said, you're incorrect. I won't budge. You have the power to intercede. I want a child. I'm begging you. She would not take no for an answer. Rav Moshe acquiesced and said, I cannot decree that you will have a child, but I can decree that because of your amunas chachamim, you believe that one who studies Torah has incredible powers, that for that reason alone Hashem should bless you. And of course, she had a baby a year later. A great Rav once told me a wonderful story, which is sad but important to think about during this time. He says that he gets the most difficult shilas in Hilchos Nida. Mamish Tuma V'Tahara. And sometimes there are difficult situations where he has to tell the woman she has to keep counting, or she grants, because of the halacha, the logic of the mind, logic of the heart, that she can go to the mikvah. Those people trust me, he says, but when it comes to something more simple, if you will, the rabbi doesn't know what he's talking about. I know a little bit better when it comes to this, that, or the other. This rabbi I'm not going to listen to because I don't like the way he holds about 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. I'll listen to this rabbi. That's not a munas chachamim. We need to have our rabbanim. Another story about Rav Moshe. Another beautiful, beautiful story. This story was told by the great Rav David Pavarsky, the Rosh Hashiva in Panovich, about Rav Moshe Feinstein. This when Rav Moshe was Rav in Russia. There was a famous, unfortunately, malshim. You know, we daven ve malshim al-tikvav 3 times a day. Sometimes we don't think about what this bracha really means. We have to have special kavana. Unfortunately, in our generations, people who inform against us. This Jew, unfortunately, would always tell on the Jews to the authorities. And it was great expense. He had a close relationship with the government. People were afraid of him, not knowing what he would do, what he would sacrifice. He caused anxiety, difficulty for the small Jewish community. Everybody shied away from him. But came time, this Malshim, the informer, was sick. He was on his deathbed. And his soul was about to return to his maker. He asked the Chevra Kedisha to come and speak to him. And they did. And he said, I have just one request. He said, I am acutely aware of the sins that I have done, and they have plagued my life. I fully understood the evil that I perpetrated, the terrible hurt that I caused so many Jewish people. And I want to do tshuva shlema for this. Bury me in the ground in the similar fashion as a donkey. May my legs be standing in a vertical position. The Chevra Kedisha couldn't believe this. They were moved by this Russia's plea. At the end of his life, he finally got it. They gave him his word they would do it. And they even signed the document that he would be buried like a donkey. He died. Word got to Rav Moshe what had transpired. And Rav Moshe would have nothing to do. No way this is happening. It's antithetical to Torah law. He was vehement against this. He would not permit it. You cannot bury this person, despite what he did, in a degrading manner. Rav Moshe spoke, Amunus Chacham, Das Torah. The people had to accept his position and buried him in the proper manner. The next morning, the police show up. They demand to have the Malshim, the informer's body exhumed, because they needed to see something. The Chavar Kedisha refused. They said, it's not covered a mace. We don't do that. It is against Jewish law. The police said, we don't care what your Jewish law is. We'll do it ourselves if you don't do it yourself. So the Chavar Kedisha, after arguing, realizing it's to no avail, they exhumed his body and, of course, found that he had been buried in a very respectful manner. They then realized the reason the police came is to search the burial site, because the informer, as a last-ditch effort, told his Gentile friends, the Jews hated me so much, they would make sure that I'd be buried like a donkey. And he didn't do tshuva. At death's threshold, he attempted to take a last shot at his people. His self-hate really had no bounds. He was willing to go to his death with this external punishment, internal punishment. But it was the Das Torah of Moshe that saved the Jewish people's lives, quite literally. And this, of course, shows how a Pesach acts. One more story. I have a great friend, the great Rav Yaakov Green. So I was kibitzing, joking with him a bit this Shabbos, with davening in Mishkan Shiloh. The Shiva's not yet ready. It's going to change your time, so we'll see if it's... in any case, so he was the only one saying Kaddish. He's saying Kaddish for not a relative, someone that he knew. And he said all the Kaddishes. I was wondering, halachically, should he say all the Kaddishes, because he's not technically an Ovel? And he said to me, you know the power of an Amen Yehishmei Rabba, or Shchodesh Elul? And he showed me a beautiful sefer, beautiful, about Amen, and the importance of it. Great stories there. But one story that stuck out to me, the story about Rav Moshe. The great hospital in Bnei Brak, Bnei Yeshua, had a doctor there who came from America, and he was newly from. One of the doctors came up to him and said, I'm sorry to bother you with this, but tell me the story. How did you become from? Is there something that happened? Well, he says, yeah, there's something that happened. You see, I was in America, and the great Gadol Rav Moshe Feinstein, I never met him before. And I had a difficult case. It was Nebuch, a family member was dying, and the family was begging me anything that can be done to save his life. And they said, yes, there's a surgery that can be done, but you see, it's going to be very painful for him, and maybe he'll have 6 months of life. And I said, well, we can't make the decision. We need to go to our grand rabbi, to Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Gadol Hador of America. And they went to Rav Moshe. And the doctor said, let me escort you, so I could explain to him the intricate case. But he said, really, in the back of his mind, he wanted to meet this great rabbi. And Rav Moshe sat there and just wept when he heard the story. Some 20, 30 minutes, just crying with the family. He said, I've never seen him like this. They were real tears. He was sobbing like a baby. This was the Gadol Hador. And when he finally finished his crying, he ended by paskening, even for 6 months it would be worth it, for another Amen, for another Yehishmei Rabba. So this is, of course, the power of our Amens, Yehishmei Rabba, during this time, but also Amunas Chachamim, wholeheartedly listening. I know I had this chus that when I were to ask my Rebbe Rav Aaron a question, whatever the answer was, I knew 100%, I had no question, Amunas Chachamim. We should concentrate on this. We should treat our Rabbanim with respect that they deserve, and understand the Messiah and where it's coming from. Lo Sasser Micha, the brach of Lo Sasser is that you're listening to rabbis, you're listening to the Rabbanim Shalom, because he tells you to listen to them. And that's a great zchus, and we need all the zchuyas we can get in this time. We should be zoche to all the zchuyas. We should do a tshuva shlema, bring back Mashiach Zidkenu with this tshuva gemura in this time of Elul Ani Ledoli Dodoli, that will give us a true chasima chasima toiva, ba'al tochayim toivim. Shalom.